Large Larry English. And this is WCII now. This is circa, we'll take about a 20-year leap in time. This is circa 84. Larry was working a Saturday morning here, and I think we hear Betsy Lewis doing the newscast. So here's CII. It had been, you know, it came on as Country 11.
Right.
And then some wizard said, well, it has to be WCII. They'll remember that. They'll remember the double I. So anyway, here's Large Larry in 84 in the morning on a Saturday.
Oops. Wait a minute. Now, how do you stop this thing?
Wait a minute. Just stop that one.
Oops.
We'll come back to that one. There's plenty of that there. Here's Large Larry. We're professionals.
Low of 37. Cloudy again tomorrow with a chance of showers, a high of 50. Right now it's 36 degrees at WCII.
Here comes Larry, the one and only Larry. He's getting ready for his terrible show. No matter how he tries, the tears fill our eyes. Every single minute till it's time for him to go.
Who needs the Fletcher brothers or Madam Biltmore? Del Mar and David Sprinkley are really a bore.
We wish that we could wait, but now it's too late. Here comes the Large Larry Radio Show.
Turning away from love. Good morning to you. Large Larry kicking it off with Crystal Gale and turning away at 6:12 on AM 1080 WCII. Saturday with a big man around until 10 a.m. WCII congratulates Richard Oberhausen of Louisville, winner of the AM 1080 Night on the Town contest. Richard will be taking two in from dinner in the Marlboro Country Music Concert tomorrow night in the $25,000 RC Cola Lovin' Van. And it is Ann Murray along with Dave Loggins on AM 1080 WCII, and nobody loves me like you do. It's a 6:18 with a large SMO on a Saturday morning. Our official WCII weather eye forecast: mostly sunny today with a high of 52, cloudy tonight with a low of 37, and cloudy Sunday with a good chance of showers, expected high tomorrow, 50. Right now it's 36 degrees at AM 1080. To those of you who have to get up early and may be heading out of your house in the next 5 or 10 minutes or so, we'll probably find a very thin sheet of ice on your windshield, as I did this morning. So be prepared to scrape a little ice when you go outside to get in your car. Once again, it's 6:19 with Large
Magic. CII thanks all of you who entered the Night in the Town contest. And remember, you could win a trip to Nassau in our country coupon contest. The winning never stops on AM 1080 WCII.
Well, a patient got another heart last night in Louisville at Jewish Hospital. I'm telling you, we're in the news all across the nation. Louisville is quickly becoming known as the city with a heart.
Yeah, the city with a lot of hearts, if you ask me. George Strait, does Fort Worth ever cross your mind?
Oh, heart.
So there's W-K-L-O. Mason, that's Large Larry English, who I think now is in, is he in Richmond?
He's still Kentucky or Virginia?
No, Virginia.
Boy, that's beautiful country.
He left here to do a mornings down there at RV. Let's see.
You got me.
Well, RVQ is the FM, and I forget the anyway. So that was like I say, somewhere in 1984. And what happened with us, of course, we were charged with...
they're throwing tapes at us now. Hang on, gang. Let's not get too rambunctious.
And there's nobody in here, which is the scary part about it. Of course, we were charged with the delivering the big ratings, and this at this point, Great Trails on these radio stations, and they told us, well, geez, we'd love to have a... And what's, you know, there was a great heritage there in that family.
Sure.
You know?
Wing and Dayton and all of that.
Absolutely. And You know, they said, well, geez, if you can get a four share with this radio station, we'd be just happy. And they came in September of, late August of 86, and we had just finished up the state fair, and they said, well, we'll see y'all later, right. Kids. We're gonna put up the satellite because the Satellite Music Network Star Station, we believe, can get us. We can cut the budget, and we can probably run this radio station for $25,000 a month.
But they didn't quite do it in that order.
No.
There were a bunch of us that were hanging around, and the whole time they were going, "We're doing a market survey. Everything's gonna be fine." So I remember sitting in the general manager's office, him saying, his name was Walt Broadridge, by the way. He was saying, everything's going to be fine. Nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change. There's the famous last words. You know, nothing's going to change. And then all of a sudden, they came in one day, and we're going oldies. It went oldies first, didn't
it? We've got research.
Yeah, we've got research. And the research shows that this is going to be a big success. There's a big hole for this. And they said, but it's going to be satellite delivered, so therefore, everybody must leave. So they came on, and we're thinking a big hole. Therefore, bringing in the tape of this middle of the road music that everyone in town was playing, which is what you're getting to.
Right? Yeah. So the big hole Bruce is referring to is, okay, we got a format position that we can go with. Ha ha. Well, that's not really what happened. And again, those of you out there listening are probably a lot smarter than that, in that you probably would like to have a living, breathing, warm, fuzzy human being on the other end of it. Anyway. We don't need to editorialize here. We all know what happened.
Sure.
And, this is a sample now. This guy that you're going to hear here, this was the... Bruce, at this point, was this satellite delivered? Was the music satellite delivered, or were you all playing it at sea? Because I was shown the door.
Because I was gone, too. I think that they carted up the stuff, and it was only used in the mornings. Okay. I think that they had all the stuff recorded.
So the rest of the day, it was probably satellite.
Right.
But here's a guy, Charlie O'Neill, who had been with MAQ in Chicago.
Right.
Did mornings up there. I found him. He was on the beach in San Diego. We were looking for a morning guy. Bill Cody had come over from HAS to do mornings for me.
Right.
And he saw the signpost on the wall saying that, geez, it doesn't look like this company is really going to support us because we want to take the morning show out and do live stuff and blah, 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 blah. And he decided, well, I'm getting out of here. So I'm in a position now of looking for another morning guy. So this was Charlie O'Neill, and Charlie, great talent. He's working at Kick in Houston now, and here was the first morning on the Star Station format, and you can tell that Charlie is really into this.
Star Station, WCII, 21 minutes now before 7 o'clock, and you're with Charlie O'Neill in the morning. Wanda Bondage will be coming your way next hour. Something brand new with the Bondage Report here on CII. It's a clear sky. We have 72 degrees, and Seals and Cross getting closer. Classic hits of the 60s and 70s. The only Star Station, CII, with Seals and Crofts. A little music to get closer. And the station that takes the worry out of being close. You're with Charlie O'Neill here in the morning with Gary Major. And just ahead, we'll have a look at sports. Boy, how about the Chicago Bears beating the Bengals in a game you heard right here on CII. Well, we'll have details on that and more right after this. Because it's time for the BS Bulletin. And this story from Melbourne, Australia. See, a man comes home, finds his wife with another man. Well, the other man chases the hubby down the street. Husband collides with the owner of a jewelry store who's pointing a gun at a burglar he's just caught. The store owner thinks the husband's the burglar's buddy, takes a shot at him. The guy chasing the husband, remember him? Well, he comes to the husband's defense, tackles the jewelry store owner, and three arrests are made. The store owner for firing a gun, the hubby and the other man for disorderly conduct. The burglar? Well, he's long gone by now.
Hi, I'm Lois from Matchmaker Dating Service. I've heard people say they would...
So I don't know if we can give Matchmaker a free commercial, but there are three samples of some tape that I've been able to gather over these years, and I thought you guys might enjoy hearing some of those.
That's great.
We really
thank you for coming down.
Well, this has really been wonderful because I moved here in 1979 and would hear, mm-hmm. Your names being bantered around and folks speaking very, very finely. I mean...
Down in the Hall of Justice and places like that, I know.
Yeah, and I see on the posters at the post office and all that wonderful stuff. But to, when it's years, in some cases, after you've been on the air... to still have your names, folks saying, well, I remember so-and-so, this guy, that guy, the other guy, on this and that radio station. I mean, you're very special to a lot of people, and these radio stations were very special to a lot of people. We all grew up with them, and, in my case, it was KRLA and KHJ and all that mm-hmm. stuff in Los Angeles. Here, it was KLO and Wacky and, the great old radio wars.
Right.
And it's a shame that we don't see those kind of radio wars anymore because they're all being piped in off satellite. I mean, it's amazing to look at, I work across the street at HAS, and those two radio stations have, I think, probably one out of every three listeners listening to them, and they pull something like 50% of the revenue out of the market, so it's...
It's amazing, especially when you look at the old days of the radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, I can't quite see that one. I remember Bruce Clark showed me, it was a Pulse. Okay, what do we got? This is... November 65, Wacky had a 39.9. This is under 18, and KLO had a 42.2.
When in radio have you seen numbers that go above 10, no. much less into the 30s and 40s?
I saw another one of the same era, and it was, a 51 and a 52, mm-hmm. when the great old radio wars were on. So there's some stuff that I thought you would enjoy, and it has been wonderful to hear everybody doing this weekend. It's been wonderful to see the response from, what do we got here, Bruce? Okay, this is, have you guys talked about these on the air at all?
Just a little bit.
June, July, 65. Let's see, Monday through Friday, what are we talking about? It doesn't say what demographic here. Is this everybody? The whole world? Well, okay, the WAC had a 25, KLO had a 29.8. Now, this doesn't say if it's Martians using hair cream or what, but...
who knows what they do.
Like 1 in 3 people is listening to this radio station. 1 in 4 is listening to the WAC. So, back in the good old days. So.
Well, hey, who knows? Maybe they'll return.
So thank you.
Thank you.
It's been wonderful, and good luck and Godspeed, all right?
Yeah, you too. We've got a little music here.
He claimed he had the music, but he having a lot of fun, oh baby. Yeah!